This is the second juice of the Dawat. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah didn't invent this. Just as the Quran orders the Dawat, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وابتغوا إليه الوسيلة وجاهدوا في سبيله لعلكم تفلحون. You see, Quran orders the Muslims to stand up. Amongst you there must be an ummah that call people towards good, enjoin right, forbid indecency. These are the people that will benefit. You are the best of all the ummahs brought into the world. Why you are the best? What is the weather in Urkia? Because you enjoin right. Yeah, because you are brought into the world for the benefit of mankind, demonstrators of mankind, given an international status. Our Rabb is Rabbun Nas, not Rabbul Muslimin. Our Kitab is Hudal Lin Nas, not Hudal Lil Muslimin. Our Nabi is Kafatul Lin Nas, not Kafatul Lil Muslimin. We ourselves are Kuntum Khaira Ummatin Ukhrijat Lin Nas. Everything for mankind. Rab is the creator of mankind, not only the creator of Muslims. The Kitab is the guidance book of mankind, not only the guidance book of Muslims. You see, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the prophet of mankind, not only the prophet of the Muslims. And his prophetship, due to Khatme Nabuwat, due to being seal of the line of prophet, extends till doomsday. And who are we? The best of all ummats brought out for the benefit of mankind with the specific job and task. Enjoying right, forbidden tendency, and doing so believe in Allah only, not on the material world. No material help is required for an inviter, as you have seen throughout the examples. You see? So, as the Dawat has been prescribed. In fact, in one of the ayats, "Qul hadhihi sabili adu ila Allah ala basiratin ana wa man ittabani." Very clear. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is my lifestyle. Whose lifestyle? The lifestyle of the one whom all Muslims of the world follow. Laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخَرُ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. The only example for mankind, you see, provided that we believe in meeting Allah on the day of judgment and do the remembrance of Allah in abundance. The only example is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his lifestyle is Dawat. And then he does not stop there. He says, "Ana wa man ittabani." I am those who follow me. So just as the Quran orders the Dawat, it shows the wheels of the Dawat. You see? Ibadat, Dawat. Third thing, the Talim of Fadail. People are very doubtful about this. Why this Fadail? What is there in this? You see, we should learn religion. When will we learn religion? When a feeling will come into our hearts to become religious. If that feeling doesn't get into our heart, where will we learn religion? Who will learn religion? In our young days, everybody used to go to Eton and Harrow in England. Palace. You see? We didn't know anything of a Dini Madrasa till we came to Tabligh. Then we came to know. When the feeling came into our mind, you see, to learn the religion, then we came to know who is a Hafiz, who is a Qari, where is a religious school that we can send our children to, that we can go ourselves and learn something about the religion. Otherwise, I come from a Christian family on my mother's side. My mother, you see, saw in her dream Kaaba with the words, "There is no one worthy of worship except Allah," and she entered Islam and married my father. My father comes from the line of the prophet's family. My mother comes from the enemies of the prophets. You see? So my dear friends and brothers, you see, the third thing was Fadail. Who told us? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the tutor of the Akabere Sahaba behind the curtain. She said, when I was a small kid in Makkah, the ayahs of Fazail came down. Balisatu Mawiduhum Wasatu Adhav Amar. This is from Surah Qamar, the 27 Jews of the Holy Quran. The day of judgment is promised on them, and this day is very bitter and very hard. Why bitter and why hard? وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَ اللَّهَ تَزِّي نَفْسٌ نَفْسٍ شَيَّ وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاتٌ وَلَا يُخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَى أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَّاضِيَةٍ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Day is bitter. Why? Because fear that day when no soul will be of any value to the other. No recommendation of one will be accepted for the other. No compensation of one will be taken for the other. They will stand all by themselves. In what condition? Mouth will be sealed and hands will talk and feet will bear evidence. My dear friends and brothers and elders in Islam, tell me, have we ever left our hands and feet and transgressed against Allah? They are our witnesses in darkness, in light, in khilwat, in jalwat, in everything. They are our witnesses. Such heavy witnesses will stand against us on the day of judgment. Therefore, the day of judgment is bitter and hard. And then, no money, no position, no degree will be of any avail. You see? Those whose righteous deeds are heavy in the life of their choice, those whose sinful acts are heavy, their lap will be fire. You see, that's why Allah says, fear the day when you return to me and compensate it for everything that you have done. No injustice will be done, no tyranny will be done. So, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, when I grew up, got married to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, second Hijri, then and only then the ayahs of Ahkamat came down. You see? So Fazail came first, Ahkamat came afterwards. You see? If the Sahabas were told not to drink wine, nobody would have entered Islam. You see? But, you see, these four things, and the last thing of the da'wah is Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum la ilaha illa qalilan nisfa aw inqus minhu qalila aw zid alayhi wa rattil alquran tartila. Standing up in the night, one third, half or two third of the night, and reading the Quran with pauses. When they did these four things, then their iman came up. When their iman came up, the orders came down, and the questions came out from their hearts, the answer came from Allah. Understand the sequence, my darling brothers. You see, when iman came into the heart, the question, what about drinking and gambling? You see, then the reply was not leave drink and leave gambling, halal haram nothing. Allah said, yasalunaka anil khamr wal maisir qul feehima ismun kabeerun wa manafi'u linnas. Tell them this is certain benefits in that sin is great. The sin is greater than the benefits. You see? Orders without iman is playing a bagpipe in front of a buffalo. That's why prior to the fact that you tell anybody to dress like Rasulullah sallam, to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam, take him out for 4 months in the path of Allah, he himself will ask you, if he has got a good Amir who is following the principles of tabligh and dawat, he himself will ask you, Amir sahab, tell me what is the dress of Rasulullah sallam, what is the ways of eating of Rasulullah sallam, what is the ways of drinking of Rasulullah sallam. You see, everything he will ask. And the Sahabas asked. Then when the Iman went up with these four things, Ibadat, Dawat, Fazail, and crying in the night, then came the second order.
Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, la taqrabu salata wa antum sukara.
In a state of intoxication, don't say your prayers. Don't approach your prayers. You see, it didn't say watrakum khamar wal masr. No. It said, don't say your prayers. Now Iman went up to full scale after hard work of the Sahabas. Mujahida, Mujahida, Mujahida. Made to lie in the hot sun, Hazrat Bilal. Beaten before that, put in an armored, you see, dress. Made to lie in the hot sun, a big stone put on his chest. He becomes unconscious. Then his heart resounds Iman. Ahadun, 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 Ahadun. Allah is one, Allah is one, Allah is one. When the Iman reached that standard, then came the final order. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Innamal khamru wal maisiru wal ansabu wal azlam. Rijsum min amali shaitan. Fastanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. Oh the believers, oh the believers, drinking, gambling, idol worship and distribution of meat by lottery, these are the amal of shaitan, leave them. Then they left them. You see? And just for your interest, in America, we one night went into a, by Mashwara, because lot of Muslims used to come into, you see, these nightclubs, drinking and gambling. American girls dressed naked, little brazier, little shorts and brazier, that's all. It was decided by Mashwara, I would be the Amir and I'll take a Jamaat there. I took the Jamaat. When I took the Jamaat there, you see, we rang the bell, one woman came, little bikini and a brazier here. Yes, what can I do for you, gentlemen? I said, call the owner of your hotel, Ahmad. She said, okay, I'll call him, 1 minute. She brought him just like a little chicken in her hand. Don't laugh, brother. Cry blood, cry blood. This is our folly. We are the criminals who didn't go to America. That's why this thing is happening. On the day of judgment, Allah will catch everyone. You see, especially those who know English and who can go to America, who can afford to go to America and don't go. You see, because all this is happening because we, responsible for the world, are not doing anything. We are sitting at home. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's, you see, big drops of blood are falling from his heart on every Monday and Thursday. You see? Anyhow, he said, why have you come here? I said, we want to go into this nightclub. He said, okay, you can go. With your long kurtas, long beard, turban, what? All right, come in. I went in. There was little small red lights, that's all. Darkness. Tingling of the wine glasses. The jazz music. And the beautiful naked American girls with a small bikini and a small brazier sitting in the lap of the Muslims. And the tasbih of 33 beads in the left hand. Subhanallah. You see, in Syria I have marched 1,000 miles on foot in 1962, 24 years ago. And there, from an Arab tutor, I learned, you see, Quran and Hadith, and how to read the Quran and the Arabic language. You see. So, I gathered those people and spoke in the Arabic language for 1 hour. And cried bitterly. They also cried. 14 people came outside and went for 4 months to India and Pakistan. And that was the change in their life due to Tabligh and Dawat. With them came the dancer. You see? Jean, she was a dancer. You see? She used to wear a small bikini and a small brassiere. You see, and her husband used to be the drummer. Both came out. They said, Colonel Sir, we want to also embrace Islam. I said, okay, embrace Islam. I gave them, I don't give Islam just like